It is remarkable how appropriate to the times that we live, whether it be in the whole history of salvation, whether it be in this 21st century, whether it be in the whole church, whether it be in this particular shrine and parish of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima and St. Stephen, how appropriate these things are which the most sacred liturgy of the Church tells us. We begin today with a beautiful introit which tells us about this to begin with. That is how the Mass begins, after the prayers at the foot of the altar, which, by the way, are and are not part of the Mass. They prepare us for the Mass. And if you notice in the Gregorian Rite, the priest, whether it be the Pope, a cardinal, a bishop, a canon, or any other priest, first of all confesses his own sins with a confiteor and the continuation of that. And then he is joined by the acolytes and the congregation together with him in their own confession of their sins, as we all beg forgiveness of God for all that we have done wrong, for all the good that we have failed to do. And so he says, the Church and our Lord through the Church, from the book of the prophet St. Daniel, all that thou hast done to us, O Lord, thou hast done in true judgment. And go back and read the book of Daniel and see exactly the horrific times in which he lived. Just as bad, if not worse, in our times. Because everything that thou hast done in true judgment, because we have sinned against thee, and we have not obeyed thy commandments. And even in this day and age, we continue to do the same thing as they did almost 3,000 years ago. We continue to sin against him. We have not obeyed his commandments. But in thy glory, O Lord, give glory to thy name and deal with us according to the multitude of thy mercy. And then we continue with, of course, the other prayers, the collects and so forth, especially on this wonderful feast of the first woman doctor of the Church, Santa Teresa de Jesús Ahumada de Ávila, whose feast is today, and whose wisdom we receive lovingly and willingly from God, who giveth it to her, and through her to us. And St. Paul says to the Ephesians, but he says to us, brethren, see how you walk circumspectly. That is, wisely. Not as stupid people, but as wise. Incipientes, here they translate it in a nice Elizabethan way, unwise. It really means stupid. Look in the mirror and say that to yourself. You need it. Redeeming the time. In the time of Daniel, it was horrible. All the evils that were being preferred against God. But that was before the coming of the Messiah. That was before the sacrifice of Christ. Now how on earth somebody says that they do not understand how God did that to his son, they not only missed a class in the seminary, they missed the whole seminary. Because it's all about the sacrifice of Christ for our salvation. It is a necessary sacrifice, the shedding of the blood of the Lamb, the true Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord, whom we here adore, whom we here hopefully receive, worthily. Wherefore, become not unwise again. Be not stupid, silly, foolish, but filled with wisdom, with the understanding that is from the Holy Spirit. What is the will of God? In everything that we undergo, we need to seek and we need to follow the holy will of God. If we do not seek, we do not look for, we do not understand and follow that which is the will of God, it is all a great loss to us. Redeeming the time, that is what he's talking about. And of course, he mentions a couple of the sins which are just as prevalent today as before. Sins which deaden the conscience and the mind to the will of God. He says, however, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, it is very appropriate that he uses this terminology here. If you recall, on Pentecost Sunday, after the Holy Spirit had descended on the apostles who surrounded the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of the church, mother of the apostles, who begged for the Holy Spirit to come upon them, they went out into all of Jerusalem, the apostles and disciples, and everybody thought they were drunk. This is not an accidental use of this particular situation. Be ye not drunk with wine and liquor, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. And they thought that they were drunk, but no. And of course, he then commends to us that which we do here. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, the holy liturgy, the propers of the liturgy, psalms, the divine liturgy of the office, the hours of the day, from matins to compline every day, that the church sings to God in the Holy Spirit, in Christ, singing hymns and psalms and spiritual canticles, such as the Magnificat or the Benedictus or the Nunc Dimittis, making melody in your hearts. For melody must come from God and must return to God, who gives it to us, giving thanks always for all things, not only for blessings and good things and happy things, but also for suffering and pain and all the other bad things that we undergo in our lives. They are all gifts from God. As the introit says, all that thou hast done to us, O Lord, thou hast done in true judgment. And always giving thanks to God in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit, in the fear of Christ. For Christ also, not only his Holy Spirit, gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, among them being the fear of the Lord, the fear of offending God. And then in the gospel, we have a sort of continuation, but also we have the fulfillment of these things about which St. Paul speaks. Our Lord was traveling, as he always did, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is among you. He is here. He is with you. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the kingdom of God. None other. And so, a leader, a ruler from Capernaum, in some places, it also says that he was the leader of the synagogue. It doesn't matter what he led, but he led. And obviously he led well and he led wisely. He heard that Jesus was coming. Now he had not met him, but he already had the beginnings of the faith, the seeds of the faith, which is planted ahead of time by God himself, by the Holy Spirit himself. As he goes to him, "Lord, my son is at the point of death. Come and heal him." And our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't go, not physically, personally, like he wanted him to go. He goes like he goes to us today, spiritually, not always visibly. And the son is healed. "Go home, your son liveth." And it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the man went. He believed. Now, how many of us would actually believe? We would probably insist and insist and insist. Like the woman who said, "Well, Lord, even the little puppies receive from the table of their masters." He believed swiftly, quickly, and completely. And then they came and they told him, "Your son is alive. He is well. The fever has left him." And he asked, "What time did it leave him?" And they said, 1 o'clock. And immediately he knew. That is when Jesus said, "Thy son liveth. Go. Go in peace. Thy prayer is answered." And so too our prayers, when we have faith, which is necessary for the response to our prayers, which is necessary for entrance into the kingdom of heaven, for entrance into the kingdom of heaven on earth, the mystical body of Christ, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And so the man who here is nameless, but I'm sure we know who he is through the history of the church, he believed, and when he told the rest of his family what happened, they believed, the whole household, from the slaves to the servants, the wife and the other women of the family, the children and the babies, they believed, the whole household, and no doubt, shortly thereafter, received the gift of baptism, through which we enter officially into the mystical body of Christ, into the family of God on earth, the church. And so we too rejoice in all the blessings that God has given us. And the beautiful gradual of today's Mass, which is part of the official table blessing, especially in seminaries and monasteries. Oculi omnium in te speran, Domine, et tu das illes escam in tempore opportuno. Aperis tu manum tuam, et imples omne animal benedictione. The eyes of all who hope in thee, O Lord, and thou givest them meat in due season. The eyes of all who hope in thee, O Lord. Hope, which is next to charity and faith. And thou givest them to eat. They use the Elizabethan term here, meat. I always say, well, what about if they're having chicken or if they're having fish? They obviously were not having pork. Now we can have pork because Jesus said, "I created this. I made it whole and holy and good. You can eat anything that I have created." And so he gives us our food. Thou givest them meat in due season. What season? There are seasons for wheat, and there are seasons for barley, there are seasons for corn, there are seasons for this fruit and that fruit. There are seasons for persimmons, one of my favorite fruits. Avocados and pears and peaches and everything else, and grapes from which the wine from which the priest uses to consecrate the body and blood of Christ in the chalice. He gives us fruit in due season. Thou hast opened thy hand and fillest every living creature with thy blessing. How wonderful the ways of God are. How wonderful are thy ways, O Lord, that thou givest us so many wonderful blessings. And so today, as we praise and worship and glorify our God, who sits on his throne here, in this, the throne room of God, the Basilica of God, we give thanks to him, because very soon, those who are worthy will receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ in due season, as we prepare ourselves to receive him in due season. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.